Last session we had, we discussed the union of the Seder HaDairis, that the Dairis go from the Reish, the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, B'Sasif Rosh Hayom, until the last Dairis, until Ikvus of the Mashiach. Then it starts over again, because then it'll be B'Sasif Rosh Hayom over again, and the Dair HaMidbar is going to come back with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's going to be Mashiach, like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu will be mitztarif together with the neshama of David HaMelech, and that's Mashiach. So it'll start over again, like a new cycle. The end of the circle, you meet the beginning of the circle. So, but now we're in the Ikvus of the Mashiach. You probably, I would say that most of you probably heard the story of the Chafetz Chaim and the Dybbuk. Huh? You heard it? Alright. Well, if one didn't hear it, I'll take the liberty to say it over. There is such an Indian as a Dybbuk. Last year it made headlines in Eretz Yisrael and all over the world. The inyan of a dibbuk is that a neshama, which is very sinful, so much that they don't even allow it to go into the Gehenim, has to first spend a certain amount of time in Olam Hazeh, and it runs around and being pursued by Malachi Chabala, who keep on lashing it with their fiery whips. When I say fiery whips, I'm just saying that when I reduce it to Gashmias, because in Ruchnias there's no such thing as a fiery whip. Fire doesn't harm a neshama, but the something which is similar to what in Gashmias would be a fiery whip. And usually these neshamas are wretched neshamas, very sinful neshamas, and they didn't cleanse themselves from the bad midas that they had in Olam Hazeh, and they curse and they enjoy being mazik like bad people. So such a neshama, when it's being pursued by the Malachim and it keeps on getting the lashings, has sometimes can seek refuge by going into somebody else's body, becoming a tenant, a roommate of somebody else in a guf, if he finds that person doing an aveira then. So in Raden, Raden is a small town, a very small town. That's where the Chafetz Chaim lived. In Raden there was a dibbuk. A certain girl all of a sudden fell sick, and she was all swollen, and the swelling bounced around from one part of her body to another, and she was tortured, and sometimes it got into her throat and suffocated her. And a tzaddik has a kayach to take out a dibbuk, because the dibbuk must listen to the tzaddik. A tzaddik has a kayach. So this father of the girl went to the Chafetz Chaim. He should help him from the dibbuk. The Chafetz Chaim was old then, and he says, I have no kayach to go. And he told his Talmud, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, to be his shaliach and order the dibbuk to go out. This story, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman made a point that every Purim he used to tell it to his talmidim in the yeshiva. I suppose because Purim is a day of emunah, we're going to talk about that in Yes Hashem. You're the hero in Yerushalayim Abinuya. And this And Rabbi Chana Wasserman came to America. I remember I was a boy then. And here in the Yeshiva Tov HaDas, which was then situated in Williamsburg, so in the Yeshiva Tov HaDas, he told this story also to Rabbi Chana. And so Rabbi Chana Wasserman, as a shliach of the Chafetz Chaim, went to extricate that dibbuk. I heard this story a long time ago, and I am not responsible that exactly every item is exactly the way it was, but I'll try to tell it to you the way it's in my memory. Rabbi Asher Katzman, he wrote down the story of the dibbuk. You can ask him for more details. So he came, and he asked the Dibbuk who he is, and he told him he did a lot of aveiros. And Radin was a very small town. I like to say that if somebody got up on the roof in Radin and sneezed, it rained all over Radin. It was a very tiny town. But all the people immediately knew about it, and they all came to the Chafetz Chaim's, to this girl's house to see what's going on. And then the Dibbuk started talking about the people who were congregated there, and he said very uncomplimentary things, told people their aveiros and what their status is b'shamayim. Some people got compliments. My Rabbi, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Kaplan, who was my mashgiach when I was a Talmud in Yeshiva Spring Valley, in Mansi, on him he said that he's a tzaddik. So Rabbi Chanan asked him, what did they say about the Chafetz Chaim b'Shamayim? So he said, he's a Tana. I have a beer on that, but if anybody is very curious, he can speak to me privately what it means that he was a Tana. But that's what he said. So Rabbi Chana tells him, I am a shliach of the Chafetz Chaim, and I command you in his name, you should leave this girl. Yeah. And he also asked him, why did you pick on her? Why do you want from her? So he says, those malachim were torturing me, and I wanted a miklat, an asylum. And I just passed by the house when she was drinking water without a bracha. So I was able to go into her. So he says, I command you to go out. So the Dibbuk said, these malachim are going to torture me. So he said, I'm going to go out, but I want you to ask the Chafetz Chaim on this condition that he should learn Mishnayos for me. And that's something. So he said he'll give over the message, and he commanded the Dibbuk to go out of the pinky of her foot, because wherever the Dibbuk goes out from, there usually remains a mum over there. So suddenly her foot became swollen, and it cracked open, and everybody felt like a presence is moving over the room, and the window broke, and the Dibbuk got out. There are more pratim to this story, but I'm telling it b'kitzel. And then Rabbi Wasserman came back to the Chafetz Chaim and gave him over the report, and the Chafetz Chaim said that from now till Mashiach there will never be a Dibbuk anymore. Because when people see a Dibbuk and he tells stories and he tells real stories to people about themselves, and they know that it's true, and he tells them about all the yisurim that nefesh achaitas gets for doing aveiros, it's a cinch to have emunah. And now it's sikfas of the Mashiach. The nisayon is emunah. Like I told you last session, every generation has its nisayon. The nisayon of this generation is emunah. So therefore, when you see a dibbuk, it's easy to believe. So there won't be any Lipik anymore. I do know of two Dibbuks that happened afterwards. Both are in Eretz Yisrael. One was about 30 or 40 years ago, the Bel Zerav Zechana Levracha. It's a Yehudah de Kazakh. He believed a certain person from a Dibbuk, and the famous, very celebrated and broadcast Dibbuk of last year. I think that the pshat is that when the Chafetz Chaim said there won't be a Dibbuk anymore, he meant Chutz La'aretz. Because Eretz Yisrael is different. Eretz Yisrael is Ein Yashem Elokecha B'Mereishis Hashanat Achas Shana. What does Sfarim say that in Eretz Yisrael you seek Seder Hashkacha Pratis? The guidance and the control of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the way he takes care of the affairs of peoples and individuals, that you see very strikingly in Eretz Yisrael. And anybody who went to Eretz Yisrael will have his own stories about seeing Hashgacha Pratis over there. He probably did not mean Eretz Yisrael. Al Kopanim, what the Chafetz Chaim did say is that the Nisayan of the generation is Emuna. And therefore, seeing a Dibbuk is a booster for Emuna, and that makes the Nisayan smaller. Today we see nothing. We have we know our great-grandparents told us so many mafsim from tzaddikim, great mafsim, meiridike mafsim. I can tell you stories and stories of tzaddikim, and that happened in previous generations, and even in this generation. I can tell you stories that I had with tzaddikim, meiridike mafsim, meiridike mafsim. But they're very seldom, very seldom. It's like a bolt of lightning in the dark. For a moment it lights up and then it's dark again. Hayir v'rak of Teivel, I think I once told this to you. Hayir v'rak of Teivel. In the middle of the night, the brakim light up the Teivel. Teivel means the dark world from Tvalo B'yayna. And then it's dark again. So, but mafsim from tzaddikim were very common, let's say 60 or 70 years ago. Now it's very not shchiyach, very not shchiyach, because in the sign of this daya is emuna. So everything is shrouded. The presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in this world is thickly veiled. You don't see him. He's there. We believe by Muna Shleima he's there, but he's covered up. Hestapanim it's called. Like the Pasuk says, speaking about the period before Mashiach, V'yanaychi haster aster aspanai b'yayim ha'hu. We're going to talk more about this. So this, every generation has its Nisayin. The Noam HaLamelech writes in his Sefer that the Nisayin of his time is Tzitzis. So it's hard to be Mekayim Tzitzis. There's a tshuva in Divrei Chaim, a very interesting tshuva. The Divrei Chaim lived in the time of the Industrial Revolution, and people started making things with machines instead of doing things by hand. And then there was a certain factory that started producing tzitzis with machines. And there's a tshuva, somebody asks the Divrei Chaim, the Sanz Rav, if these tzitzis are kosher. And he writes in this tshuva that they're a puzzle. Then somebody asks him again, but he saw the machine and it's good. He writes, it's puzzle. And the term is, because tzitzis have to be made lishma, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And a person, a human being, who spins the threads, who makes the tzitzis, his asiyah, he says l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and he starts making tzitzis, and his asiyah is lishma. But a machine can't be mechaven lishma. A machine doesn't have any kavana. So therefore, a machine tzitzis are pasul, the Devar Chaim Paskins. So, and then somebody writes to him that machine is keeping on producing tzitzis, and it's being spread all over the Medina. So the Devar Chaim writes in the second tshuva, ubat that the pasul again, ubatuach ani b'mehira lirais b'mapalas amashin. I am batuach, I am certain that I will soon see the mapala of that machine. So the Gaon Tzarav, a very big tzaddik, he was the son of the Devar Chaim, who published the Devar Chaim, writes in the footnotes that right after this tshuva was written, there was a big fire in the factory of the tzitzis, and the entire factory went up in flames, behefsed meruba. They didn't have any insurance, and ice tzitzis factory. Because the Devar Chaim brought that he's going to see the mapala of the machine. Tasvi dan lishma. Incidentally, I want to mention it because you have to know. It's very important. Sometimes you're filling the ritzuas need a blackening. And because it's alach lamayshim yisin, that the ritzuas of the tefillin have to be black. So you have to buy a special blacking agent in the Svarim store, and you paint the tefillin, you paint them black. When you do that, you have to say l'shem kedushas tefillin before you start, because otherwise you're making a big shayla. It has to be done l'shma, because since the halacha l'mayshim yisinai paskens that the tzuas have to be black, then it has to be done l'shma, just like everything in the tefillin has to be done l'shma. So be careful with that. And the same thing when you fix tzitzis, some of you may have certain talis and ketanim that you enjoyed making when you were a small boy, and you put in your own tzitzis. These tzitzis are puzzle if you still have them, because they weren't put in lishma. Because if somebody isn't bar mitzvah and isn't a gadol, his das isn't a das. The das of a katan isn't a das. So you can't wear these tzitzis, and unless you untie the tzitzis and tie them in again. So the nesayin of that dayo was tzitzis. So the effort was difficult to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. So even people who wanted to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis were nichshel with pasul tzitzis, because the satan always sees to it that people should be nichshel in aveiros. The Yaros Dvash, the Tumim, writes in his sefer that why is it that people wear black begadim on Shabbos? You know, they wear black chassidim, wear a black bekesha. The Litvakis wear a black kapita, whatever it is. Why do people wear black begadim on Shabbos? So he says it comes from the satan, because the halacha is that there is dust on the jacket or on the begad, and you brush it off, it's one of the lamatas malachas. It's a toda have a malabin, and it's a chiyav skila. And b'shaiga gets a chiyav chatas. So the satan causes it that people should wear black, they should become a nechshal. That's what the Yaros Dvash writes in his sefer. The satan promoted the sales in that factory so that people should become nechshal and pasul tzitzis. The nesayin of that daya was tzitzis. Our nesayin is emuna, and that's why the whole arena of the world is one big nesayin in emuna. Everything in the world, everything we come in contact with, is a nesayin in emuna. Yidden aren't anymore in a protected atmosphere in the ghettos. We rub shoulders with goyim. in business, in the shop, in all over. And unfortunately, the godless is becoming more and more difficult. Now we don't have to go to the goyim to rub shoulders with it. They come into our house and they rub us in the television and the internet and media and all the other agents. It's very difficult to keep by emunah today. Even if you listen to the news on the radio, you can't listen. I'll take a bet on that. You can't listen 5 minutes to the radio without hearing anything about Avodah Zarah or Gilui Arayos. You just can't. This is in the sign of today's day. It's hard, it's very hard. Because in the sign in today's day is Amunah. So the Satan has a field day. Since the Nisayan is Amunah, he has a Rishus to be Mefata. He has a Rishus to be Machshal and to be Machti in the Nyanam of Amunah and the Yisaidus of Das. This is the Inyan of Hester Panim. In the Torah, we have in Parshas Nitzavim and Vayelech speak about the future. That's very something, it's very daring. Moshe Rabbeinu undertook to tell the Yidden what the future has in store for them. As I once pointed it out to you, in the New Testament you won't have that. In the Christian Testament you won't have that. In the Quran from the Mohammedans you won't have that. They won't have the nerve to tell you what's going to happen, because it won't happen. And they're going to be proven false. Moshe Rabbeinu very boldly told us what's going to happen. So in these three sedras, especially Nitzavim, Vayelech, and Hazinu, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us the futurama of the coming generations. He tells us what's going to happen. So he tells us how Yidden are going to go to Golus, and they're going to be dispersed all over. And then Mashiach will come. V'shavi kibetzchem mikol ha'amim. The Rebbe Shav will gather us mikol ha'amim. Em yin adachacha b'kzei ha'shamayim. M'shem yikibetzcha Hashem alakech. M'shem yikachacha. The Rebbe shall gather us together, and there'll be kibbutz galiyos, and we're going to go back to Yerushalayim Abanuya. Al kopanim. So describing the period before Mashiach, the Torah says v'yanoichi hasteir astir aspanai. I'm going to conceal myself. The Rebbe says, I'm going to hide. Hester Panim, it's called. Hester Panim, the Rebbe hides. We don't see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam today. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam finds himself in every cubic inch of the Briya, but we don't see him. In previous generations, he exposed himself. We saw him. We saw the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in action. We saw him in his nisim and in his mafsim that he did for Klal Yisrael. But today, it's Hester Panim. We're blind. We don't see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's in the saying, don't see, but have emunah. And especially Purim, the Chodesh Adar, the Chodashim of Adar, these are the Chodashim that were given to us Dafke for the purpose of bolstering and fortifying our Amunah, the Inyan of Purim and the Megillah, and we're going to talk about that in Yisrael. Al Kapanim, now is a big Nisayan and Amunah. You have to hold on to Amunah with tooth and nail. You have to fight. It's very, very hard. Otherwise, Chas v'Shalom, a person can slip. Prepare yourself with emunah. In the morning, take special effort to be mikabel ol malchus shemayim by Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the entire Krishna, until the last words of Hashem Elokeichem Emes. We'll talk about that in Yes Hashem. The Nesayin today is emunah. You have to find time to bolster your emunah. Learn about emunah, practice emunah, and this is the nesayin, that the last nesayin before Bias HaMashiach. I couldn't tell.